Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
Hallelujah, and I think and I praise God. Oh, while I was going through, Bishop, hallelujah, you know me. I said, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, Pastor. I wanted to throw in the towel. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, Nan. That's all right, you could keep it. Hallelujah. But don't throw in the towel yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you got some more back there. If your closet like my closet right now, I got some more towels in my closet. So you reach back there and you get another one. Hallelujah. And that's when you say, Lord, I know you know my name. Is that all right? Hallelujah. I thank God for knowing my name. Hallelujah. I went to the store this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I picked up these little things right here. Amen. Y'all know me and y'all know how I do. Amen. Take my baby. And I looked at those things when I was in the store. They little building blocks. They little building blocks. And when I looked at the building blocks, I went right to the building blocks. And me, when I go in the store, hallelujah. The items that's on the counter, they're not what they say they are to me. Because when I looked at the building blocks, glory be to God, and I'm like, okay, God, I know I'm trying to get to the top, but every time I put a block on, seemed like I would fall over. But the Lord told me to keep on building. Hallelujah. He said, if you keep on building, you're going to get to the top. Is that all right? So if I keep on building, I'm going to get to the top. Hallelujah. And I was sitting here. No, I had the scripture. Been had the scripture all week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Bishop. Glory be to God. Jude 1:20. Jude. Okay. Bishop, read that for me. Glory be to God. Amen. Mm-hmm. See, I get around the house or I go in the other room and I started speaking in my holy language. Hallelujah, because when I start speaking in my holy language, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. If I go in there and start speaking in tongue to my husband, he gonna look at me and say, what's wrong with you? What's going on? But when you get there, hi, my God, when you get there and know that the Lord know your name, and then you know, you back up and you said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. And then you go back to Jude. You go right back there and say, Lord, how do you got my chicken or your sutta? And when you get right there, hallelujah, Tasha, you don't know what I'm talking about. But he knows. Because he knows my name. So he knows what I'm talking about. Baby, you might not know, but he knows what I'm saying. Because I was speaking in his holy language. Is that all right? Hallelujah. And then I back and said, I look to the hills. From where my help comes from. All of my help comes from him. And then I go right back to you. Don't throw in a towel yet. Because I got you. He has not given up. Sometimes we think he's giving up on us. I was in the hospital a week ago. Hallelujah. Hi. I said, say to me, you've been trying to stop me, but you can't stop me. Why? Because he know my name. He know my name. You might not know my name. Glory be to God. A girl had a baby the other day, and I told her what to name the baby, and she said, oh, no, not here. Glory be to God. That was my name. She said, Miss Bernice, I love you. She said, but I'm not naming my baby no Bernice. But Jesus, he knows my name. Hallelujah. And I think and I just praise God for being here. Forgive me for not giving honor to the angel of this house. Giving honor to my pastor, Pastor Hudson. Giving honor to Bishop Slade, Pastor Slade. Evangelist back there, and evangelist minister, y'all know who y'all. Glory be to God. Sometimes you get an event sudden. Amen. She know who she is, but God know her too. Is that all right? Glory be to God. I said, Lord, we got to stop being so. I'm for real. I asked the lady, what's wrong with you, baby? Well, she called everybody's name but mine. And I said, well, maybe she didn't know your name. Maybe she didn't know your name. That's why she went on the other side. Because she didn't know your name. But don't worry about it. But she could have asked me, did I want to say something? Okay, baby. All this pity stuff, pity patty, whatever y'all call it, whatever. We need to stop doing that kind of stuff. Because if you don't call my name, I know who know it. If you don't call my name, I know who know it. If you don't call me Elder Witherspoon, I know who know my name. I called a girl on the phone, and I said, well, sweetheart, are you whoever? And she said, who? And I said her name again. And she said, the reason why I didn't know who you were talking about because you didn't say evangelist. And I swear, baby, I thank you, but that's all right. I didn't need her. Is that all right? I said, title, it doesn't make a difference with me. And these babies up here, when they see me on Facebook, some of them, they still put up there, miss you, Aunt Toot. And I don't have a problem with Aunt Two. Amen. Because most people know me by Aunt Two. They don't even know my name is Bernice. But Jesus do. Is that all right? Jesus know who I am. You ain't got to know me. Glory be to God. Don't care if you know me. But I do know who know me. He know who I am, and he know what I stand for. I stand for holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. We got to be holy. He said, be ye holy, I am holy. Am I talking right, Pastor? That's what he said. Hallelujah. That's why he know my name, Bishop. And he know them that ain't here living for him either. He know them but ain't living for him. And I said, I was listening to Dwayne. That's you. Cause I be calling him the wrong name. And he said, you. And he stopped calling me my brother name. And he is so right. We need insurance. Amen. And folk come to church and they come ask the church and you don't mind helping them, but you ain't paying no tax. Pastor over there clapping one more time for that one. Amen, that's the truth. They want you to help them, but they ain't pay no tithes. They stay out sick and get mad because the pastor don't come back. And you still ain't pay no tithe. Am I talking right, Bishop? But you don't mind helping. I don't mind helping. I told my husband, I said, look, baby, them folks next door, somebody died over there because you can't pay a chicken. He can't pay a chicken. On the way, they told him, thanks not, but they ain't tell me. That was my chicken. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Back in the day, Mom told me, and the teacher did too, please and thank you, take care of you a long way. And yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And not no, yeah, no. They don't even teach children that no more. They don't. But I made my point from where I was at that lets you know that Jesus, he knows my name. And when I start talking in tongues, that meant I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to him. Amen. So if I go in my dining room, I walk around in six chairs and stop at the first one I get to. It's still speaking. He knew my name. But you know, I thank God. I really do. I may not have been in the flood, but I lost it. When I lost my house, we lost everything. We lost everything. And Bishop Slade was there. He need have been the cameraman. He need to have been the cameraman. Because Bishop Slade was there. He was a little warm under the collar. Can I talk about the bishop? He was a little warm under the collar. Pastor, nobody came over, asked who house was it. I'm standing in the yard. They couldn't get the water things to work. The house had fell down before they got the pipes to go on. And nobody still came across the street and asked whose house was it. They didn't say nothing to me until the next day. But guess what? Jesus know my name. He know my name. He know how to bless you. Knows how to bless you. I'm not bragging, y'all. But if I brag, I'm bragging off Jesus. Because he knows just how to bless me. Trying to get that house together. I was saying, Lord, you help me. Hallelujah. Didn't know he was going to burn the house down. Didn't know he was going to burn a house down. I didn't know the house was going to get burnt down. Hallelujah. In order for me to get two bathrooms. Didn't have but one bathroom. But had it upstairs and didn't have but one bathroom. You got to run downstairs to use the bathroom. But everything is on one floor now. Glory be to God. And when he blessed, he blessed. God knows when he blessed, he blessed. Ain't that right? Glory be to God. I thank God for my blessing. Glory be to God. I thank God. Been bald-headed two times. Y'all know it. Been bald-headed two times. And every time I go to the beauty parlor, she said, let me clip your ends. I said, girl, leave my hair alone. She said, well, you know it'll grow better if I clip your ends. But I say, leave it alone. And it's still growing. And it's still growing. Why? Because Jesus knows my name. Yeah, I've been bald-headed two times. Glory be to God. Bald-headed more than Bishop Slay. Bald-headed more than my husband back there. Glory be to God. Amen, Lord. And when I do like this right here, I say, Lord, I thank you. Yes, I do. Jessica, when I throw it back like that, I say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Not saying that you got bad hair from Jessica. Not saying that. But when I wash my hair, it come out like right here. Is that all right, Pastor? When I wash my hair, it come out like this right here. And somebody said, you got a perm? I said, no. Got that kind of hair. He know my name. Amen. He gave me and Naya that kind of hair. Because Bishop, look, I know, I'm for real, y'all. I just love the Lord. And I'm so glad that God has done what he's done for me. I am glad that he did it. It may not be like y'all wanted it today. But that's the way it came out. Amen. I can't hoot and holler. I can't hoot and holler today. Glory be to God. If he didn't give it to me, that's not the way I'm going to bring it out. But when I picked up, I'm going to go back to this right here. When I picked up these things today, and I say, if I build them up, Bishop, and they keep falling over, I can reach back over and get another one and put back in that spot. I can keep that on building. Devil, every time you knock me down, I'm getting back up. Because I serve a God that knows my name. Is that all right? So I ain't going to open these because I don't feel like it. But anyway, I know y'all Yeah. It's laughing. There's nothing wrong with laughing either. Amen. It's, laughter is like a medicine. I know it got to be like a medicine, Bishop, because his knee ain't hurting right now. So. And so when I get out of here, I know I'm going to do a great big laugh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These things back here, I looked at them. I really did. And I said, well, my God. If I be put one on top, and sometimes when you have the building blocks, they'll fall over anyway. And I said, well, Lord, what you trying to tell me? It's time for you to go higher. You've been in one spot too long. It's time to move up. Sometimes we be in one spot too long. How is somebody else going to move up and you keep staying there? Is that right? If you don't never move out of your spot, can't nobody else get there. And sometimes we just been there too long. Amen? Don't mean you had to throw in the towel. But it's just mean. Move up. Is that all right? And we're going to move up. Ha, because God know our name. And Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for knowing my name. And I thank you for knowing your name. So if he knows your name, and if you're not where you're supposed to be, get there. If you're not where you're supposed to be, get there. Not only me moving out of my spot, but you need to move up and be what God will have you to be. It's right. Glory be to God. I thank and I praise God.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.